Thank you very much. It's great to be back here. I have a very good memory of last year, and as you may remember, last year I told you a bit about my personal history with human rights. And this year I was thinking, is there another side to this story that maybe I can share as well? And I think there is, actually, and it's linked to my past. Many years ago, I was working for this human rights organization that was providing small grants to organizations around the world, also quite a lot in India. And at one point during my time there, I found myself in India looking at the issue of Dalit rights, so the rights of untouchable peoples. And I was working with a local activist and going around visiting these organizations. And one evening he says, "Oh, I will take you to my own organization and yeah, we'll meet my, you know, the people I work with and the people I live with." And I said, "Okay, that's nice." So we went there and it turned out to be a group of 200 people waiting for me. And they put me on a stage. And then my friend said to me, "So now that we have you here on the stage, tell me, why should we listen to you talking about human rights?" And I thought, gosh, what do I say now? Should I tell them the truth? And I thought, yes, I will tell them the truth. So I said, "Yes. Well, I mean, I think the reason that I feel connected to your struggle is because of my own struggle, which has been a lot about gay and lesbian rights. And therefore, I think we have a shared experience of discrimination and being outside of society. And that's why I think I feel close to you." And I thought, oh my God, how are they going to react? Because these were rather, fundamentalist Christians, basically. And they reacted very well. So they took it and we had a great evening. And I think it shows that a shared experience of discrimination or any kind of human rights issue can actually bring people together across borders more than you would expect it.